With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This Western Conference play-in tournament betting picks and series betting picks edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using our promo code NBASGPN to get a 100 deposit percent match. We're also brought to you by the NFL Draft and the Old Fashioned Football Podcast. They're giving away some autographed NFL merch to celebrate. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter today. Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Monday, April the 15th, significant to Americans for tax day. But hey, we're on to the NBA playoffs. The play-in tournaments start on Tuesday. I thought we'd get ahead of the lines and also give you our series predictions for the two confirmed series that we have in the Western Conference. And then we'll do the Eastern Conference tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll also give you our very, very early finals predictions from our host. But joining me here to help me break everything down here on this Monday episode and in the Western Conference, I got my guy here with me, Terrell Furman Jr. Terrell, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. I'm ready. What? Oh, it was a great end of the season, man. It was a great end of the season. I mean, shout out to the four, Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to the fours outright over the Cavs. The Cavs didn't even try in the second half. I mean, Joel Embiid, the Sixers get yet another win with Joel Embiid in the lineup. 31-8 this season. 31-8 is what they were with Joel Embiid played in the game. 31-8. If you take that over a full season, like if you project that over a full season, that's a 65-65 win playoff team right there. And they're masked as a play-in team. I mean, see, people talk about the NBA, and I cover college too, and they're like, hey, college basketball is great, and the atmosphere is amazing and everything. Yes, but the NBA is juicy. When they get down to it, these storylines get juicy. Tell me why we're getting yet another Luka and Clippers series again. Luka, Kawhi, Clippers, yeah. Mavs, we get that again. Like, and I'm not tired of seeing it. I'm really not. I'm not tired of seeing it. It's good basketball every time.
Yeah, that was the one series that we knew for sure before the season ended was happening between the Clippers and the
Mavericks. They're intertwined.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those. Yeah, it's turning into a rivalry. Yeah, like it's like Miami and New York, like back in the early 90s when they would just meet each other. So, yeah, that's going to be a really fun series to watch for sure. So, yeah, obviously with the regular season over now, what we'll do today is that since we have lines out for the play-in tournament brackets, we're going to play-in tournament games, I should say. We will do Western Conference here today. So Lakers, Pelicans, and then we'll talk about the Warriors and the Kings. And then we'll play off, preview the two series between the Suns and the Timberwolves, and then the Clippers and the Mavericks. But Terrell, before we get into it, I know we give out our early, very, 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 very early finals predictions at the beginning of the season. You and I do the sharp off. We'll revisit that as well when we have some downtime. I'm pretty sure you crushed me on that this year. But
No. I had a lot riding on the Warriors, sir. Oh. I had I had a lot riding on the Warriors, and the Warriors let me down. I mean, what did they even – I don't even know what they finished with. They finished with 46 wins. I believe it was 47 and a half. We'll have to go back and look. But I had Warriors everything. Warriors in the play-in tournament, where I just knew this was a Warriors bounce-back year, and it was disappointing for majority of the year.
Yeah, I know I had the Hawks, so I think I'm right there with you. So it might just come down to us on our some of our other bets that we had. But look, we're here with six confirmed teams, and then we're waiting for the final two teams, obviously, with the play-in tournaments happening for both conferences. Let's do our NBA Finals predictions here first before we get into the first two. We'll do the play-in tournament, then we'll do the series prediction. So why don't you lead us off here, Terrell? Who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals this year, and who is going to be hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy, if they still call it that?
All right. I think this is tough. So I'm going to stick with the easy one, and that's the Eastern Conference. It's Philly. It is Philly, man. I am on the Philly train. And that's crazy to say, as you know, a guy that's a Giants fan, but I am all over Philly because they're so good with Joel Embiid. And yeah, the options that I have to pick from in the Eastern Conference, I can either choose Joe Mazzulla at the highest odds or the lowest odds, Joe Mazzulla, Doc Rivers with probably without Giannis for a game or two as well. So Doc Rivers is two. Tom Thibodeau in the Knicks. As much as I'm a Knicks fan, if Julius Randle would have came back, I would have actually felt really, really good about the Knicks. But without Julius Randle, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's Tibbs, man. I don't like Tibbs. The Cavaliers. Some young guys with the Orlando Magic. Miami, which actually isn't that bad of a bet, but I just don't want to take Miami to do it again.
Yeah.
And Rick Carlisle and it's not good options. I don't think it's good options. So if you're telling me that Joel Embiid and Nick Nurse over all of those guys, yeah, I'll take my chances and I'll just pray that Joel Embiid stays healthy throughout the course of the playoffs. So I like Philly to be able to get it done. Western Conference. I feel like all these teams can make it. I feel like every single one of these teams can make it.
You could make a case for, I mean, we could sit here for like 4 or 5 hours and just go through every single team.
Yes, I think every single team in the West can make it. I literally think every single team, except New Orleans. New Orleans actually is pretty freaking bad. But everybody else, I think, has a chance. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm gonna stick with Denver. I'm gonna just stick with Denver. They've shown me they can do it before, and I think they actually have a pretty easy path because they're probably gonna draw the Lakers in the first round, and that's gonna be a pretty easy win for them. I'm gonna just go Denver. So give me Philly and Denver, and Philly gets it done in the Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic finals rivalry game. Yeah, Embiid gets it done. He gets one right after Jokic.
Yeah, I think that everybody wants to pick the Boston train because, again, how dominant they were in the regular season, right? They're a great regular season team, and I think over the past couple of years of the Boston Celtics team is definitely the most talented, right? They have the depth, but the one concern I have is what you mentioned, the coaching. It's Joe Mazzulla. Mm-hmm. Like, do I trust him down the stretch to make the adjustments and, you know, draw up the proper plays for this Boston Celtics team? And not get outcoached, because if they match up with the Miami Heat again, I don't think anybody would be shocked if the Miami Heat beat them this season again. I think you can make the same case with Philly. I'm trying not to be same.
Bro, I'm telling you, they better hope that Philly does not drop that game to the Heat. Philly drops that game to the Heat, I am 100% all over Philly money line in the first series. I think they can knock off Boston. I think there's two teams that can reasonably beat Boston, like reasonably. I think they'll fold against anybody else because mm-hmm. they just don't get it. But reasonably, I think that Philly and the Knicks can beat them in a game. In the series, just because of the coaching on Boston's side, I truly believe that Joe Mazzulla can blow a series to those two. But I'm not I don't see it, man. It's a lot of people that's really pushing the Boston narrative. I don't see it. Like, I really think that this is just a team that's going to squander somewhere.
Yeah, I think that they – so – I honestly think they end up playing Miami in the first round. And again, Miami, I don't think they're scared of anybody. I mean, we've seen that over the past several seasons where they made it to the finals in the bubble. They made it last year. So this team, they again, we talk about flipping a switch. The Chiefs are that team. The Miami Heat are that team as well in the NBA. So I'm with you on Philly. I hate giving the same pick out, but it just makes too much sense with the healthy Joel Embiid and the acquisition that they did make at the NBA trade deadline with Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, yeah, more shooting. Yo, right. Buddy
Hield. If he gets hot, that's another option coming off of the bench. You picked up Kyle Lowry. Okay, he's good for 15, 20 minutes coming off the bench. I know he's getting...
He's going to give you one game. He's going to give you one game, just like he did when he was in Miami against Boston. He hit all those threes. He's going to give you one big game where, you know, Kyle Lowry really does it for you in the playoffs. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they really solid.
The one key player that has to be consistent is going to have to be Tobias Harris. I think... We know Joel Embiid's going to get his. We know Maxey's going to do Maxey things. It's that what do you get out of Tobias Harris for this Philly team? So, yeah, long story short, Eastern Conference, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia 76ers. I just need to see that out of Boston before I can pick them. I mean, they're a great, talented team. They have the talent, but this is their year in a weaker Eastern Conference, especially we don't know what the status of Giannis is going to be going forward. But yeah, Philly for me. For the West, I mean, you mentioned it, right? You can make a case for every single team. I have two teams. It's either the Mavericks.
I was so close to saying Mavericks.
It's either the Mavericks. So yeah.
I was so close to saying Mavericks.
And I want to get there with Phoenix, man. I want to. But that
no, they really keep losing. They keep losing to teams when their stars get hurt.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah. That was my thing. The loss to the Clippers really just gave out any hope that I thought that Phoenix was going to go on a run. Yeah. Like it really did.
So I'll go with Dallas. I like the mates that we talked about at volumes during the trade deadline. You know, they picked up PJ Washington, the annual Daniel Gafford. That Gafford pickup now looks really huge with Derek Lively missing significant time. I think he's done for the rest of the year and in the playoffs as well. So. So I'm gonna go Dallas and I'm gonna go Philly for the NBA finals here. So
can I add a long shot? Can I add a long shot real quick? Hey man, we talk about the play-in team that goes on a run and makes I know that I've been on Golden. I told you I was on Golden State earlier in the season, but they look really good now. They look really good now. If Golden State goes on a run and they end up the 8 seed, I mean Denver is just gonna be a hard thing to climb. But if they get past Denver, like if that happens, if the unimaginable happens and they beat Denver,
yeah,
I mean, why would you not think they're going to beat everybody else?
So the winner of Lakers and Pelicans would get Denver, right? Because Denver's a 2 seed.
No, so they get OKC. I forgot. OKC finishes OKC's the one. So you already get OKC, a young team that you're like, oh, I don't. That just made me like the Warriors even more. I forgot that Denver's not even the one. Yeah,
yeah.
They make it seem like freaking. Yeah, man. Give me the Warriors at 45-1 to win the West. That's a really juicy price.
For a team that's done it before.
That's a really juicy price, bro. And you're telling me they got to go through OKC and the Thunder. How did the order stack out? So they go up against OKC. Say they beat OKC, then they have to go play the winner of
Clippers and Mavs 1-8-4-5.
Hey man, I think Mavericks. Well, we'll talk about it. I'll just bury the lead real quick. I think it's the Mavericks. The Warriors defense is good enough to hold them in check. I think that's a really good series. It goes back and forth, but the Warriors could possibly get that done. Now look at that. You have a 45-1 in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. All right. So there are our finals predictions here. Before we actually get into the two play-in tournament games here, and then we'll preview the series like we talked about. Let me tell everyone about, hey, NFL, it's 365 days a year. We know that. And old-fashioned football with Jay Mark and his better half. She's the star of the show. We know it. The NFL draft just around the corner, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed merch to celebrate JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore, and many more. Old-fashioned football, Come for the football, stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter to win some of that autographed merch. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play their pick 'em game, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick 'em entry. You can also make rival picks, which pits 2 players against each other. It's the playoffs. Nothing is changing. We're still going to put together our Underdog Fantasy entries for the games every single day. So stay tuned. Terrell and I will put together our Underdog Fantasy entry for the 2 play-in tournament games happening on Tuesday. Sign up today using our promo code NBASGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com and find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code NBASGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerning with the play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Terrell,
Nick made a good point real quick in the chat. Yeah, OKC 3-1 versus Golden State this season, but 2 of them were overtime games and all games were decided by less than 4 points. Hey, man. That means they're there. They're right there, neck and neck. It's not going to be like, you know, most 1-8s are like, you know, a team that probably shouldn't have made the playoffs and a team that we know is probably going to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. This looks a little bit even. It reminds me of last year. Bucks Heat. It does.
Yeah, we'll talk about it for sure.
Hopefully they get there. Yeah, hopefully they get there. They got 2 games to win.
Yep. All right, Terrell, let's start here with the play-in tournament games happening on Tuesday. We've got the LA Lakers. They are in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Currently, as it stands, the Pelicans are a 1-point favorite with a total of 225 in this game. Injury reports are pretty clean. Everybody's a healthy. They're going to be a go for the Lakers. I know they're missing a couple guys with Jared Vanderbilt and Christian Wood. The Pelicans did see the return of Brandon Ingram on Sunday, so he's going to be back for this team here as well. Now, these two teams played each other on the final day of the regular season, and the Lakers absolutely blew them out of the water. They got the victory. Let's see. Let me find the final score here. 124-108, I believe, was the final score in that game. Lakers had dropped 70 points in the first half and then pretty much cruised in the second half there. So the winner of this matchup then goes on to play the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. 1 is the number here in favor of the Pelicans, Terrell. Now, there's a lot of conversation happening or people saying that should the Lakers
quote unquote drop the game to avoid Denver?
Who swept them last year? We should point that out as well. I think it's a bad matchup for the Lakers. But let's talk about this game first. Pelicans -1.
I mean, well, first I'll answer the narrative question. I don't think good teams take playoff teams take in the NBA. Like, I really don't think they do, because if they do, a lot of other teams would have lost. The Knicks would have lost and tried to play the Pacers instead of playing one of Joel Embiid and the Sixers or the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler and Miami Heat. Like, the Knicks would have been like, oh, yeah, let's just drop this game to Chicago right here. So that way we get slotted in and play the 6 seed with the, you know, like, I just feel like all these teams just don't care about those narratives of trying to duck smoke or trying to play other teams or anything like that. Like, who was it? It's a whole bunch of things that I feel like, yeah, I just don't think teams are doing that. So I think the Lakers, stupidly enough, actually win this game and go on to play Denver Nuggets. I can't trust this New Orleans team. And maybe this is the kiss of death for the Lakers, because I've been horrible betting New Orleans all year. But I just can't trust this team. They didn't show up at all in a game that would have secured. You're not even in this situation. If you win that game at home, you're not even in this situation. You're sliding as the 6th seed and you're in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't think they're locked in. And I can't trust this New Orleans team, man. I'm really good. It feels really chalk because I think a lot of the public is on the Lakers too, but I really just think the Lakers are the better team. They don't have an answer for Anthony Davis. Jonas Valanciunas was virtually unplayable yesterday because either they pulled him outside of the paint with Anthony Davis at the free throw line, and they really challenged him and went at him defensively. Like he couldn't do anything, and they ended up not. I don't even know what his final minutes count was, but at one point I was like, I think he's played like 3 minutes the entire game. So yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going with the Lakers plus one.
Yeah, I mean, just doesn't make sense on why the books would put this at minus one when the Lakers. I know, again, it's a different game. Minutes. Yeah, and Valanciunas only played 7 minutes. Yeah, so they pretty much played him off the floor.
So now it's Larry Nance. Yeah, it's Larry Nance. Yeah. Now you have to trust Larry Nance for all the minutes. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, bro.
I'm gonna go with the Lakers here as well. I mean, you're not guaranteeing yourself. Like, I know we'll talk about the second game here in a second. But you win this game, you guarantee yourself at least getting into the playoffs, and you have to play the Denver Nuggets. At that point, you lose this game, then you go up against the Warriors. I mean, are you guaranteed to win that game against the Warriors? Then you're probably going to be going home at that point. So
you're shitting yourself. If Lakers lose this game, I think I'm shitting myself.
Yeah, I would be too. So I'll take the Lakers here plus the one here with you. Total in this game is sitting at 225 here. Terrell, any thoughts on the total?
I kind of want to go under.
Okay.
It's just that the Lakers score, man. Lakers can score. But do they put together that? I'm going to respect the deja vu game in that aspect. Maybe not on the side, but I'll respect it on the total, and I'll go under. New Orleans plays a little bit better defensively than they did this last game. Lakers played really well defensively, and New Orleans was just not locked in. Like, a lot of those shots they were good shots. They just weren't going in. So I think that while the ball does find the rim a little bit better for New Orleans, defense is better for both of these two teams, and it's a low-scoring game. Playoff intensity. I'll take under 225.
Yeah, I think maybe like they come out of the gates, you know, the offense looks really good and the screws really tighten up in the second half and the game slows down a little bit. But yeah, I would take full game under here as well. Again, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, obviously. It is a playoff game, essentially. When and you're in, you're going to, you know, quote unquote, the big dance here. But again, like you mentioned, I think defensively, where the Pelicans season long have been pretty good, they had tailed off a little bit over the last five games. But I'm not sure how much we could really take away over the last five games because, again, people are just trying to get to the finish line and, you know, get the season over with or whatever the case might be right now. So the Pelicans, number 14 as far as defense over the last five games, season long, top six. They're a top 10 defense this season for the Pelicans. And again, I've talked about a lot that they have the length. To really bother other teams when it comes to the defensive side of the basketball. So it's going to be interesting to see how they try to slow down Anthony Davis in this game. You know, you mentioned Jonas Valanciunas, who only played 7 minutes. Are you expecting Larry Nance or Trey Murphy or somebody else to try to slow him down? So I think the key for the Lakers in this game will be Anthony Davis. But yeah, under for me here as well. Player props, and what are we looking at, Terrell? Anything you like?
I mean, AD really should feast on the board. Maybe it's, I don't know, he didn't hit that prop yesterday. That would have been the thing to think that AD should feast on the boards again. He didn't hit that prop yesterday, though. What did he finish with, 10?
Yesterday he finished with 11 rebounds, but he also only played 33 minutes.
Yeah.
Right now that number's at 13.5 for his rebounds, though.
I don't think they're going to blow them out again. I just think they're going to win the game. I think New Orleans is going to fold. Let's go with 80 rebounds again.
All right.
Let's run it. I'm going to say 13.5 now. Oh, wait. I'm not there yet. I'll think about it. Let's. I like LeBron's
play. Yeah. I was going to mention assist or rebounds for Bron.
Kason said it in the chat. I like the assist play.
plus 135, he says. Yeah, Kaysen's are right there with me. LeBron, PA, over 16.5.
I think I like D'Lo too.
D'Lo's going to be the one key for them.
He's got to have a good playoffs, man.
For the playoffs.
Yeah, he's got to have a good playoffs.
LeBron.
D'Lo threes. It's been a pretty good prop over the course of the season.
LeBron hit a triple-double yesterday, 28, 11, and 17. Back in February, 21 points, 4 rebounds, and 14 assists. And he's had at least 8 assists in 4 straight games against the Pelicans head-to-head.
Yeah, I like it. I'm tempted to do the Zion under, man.
On his points?
Yeah. Did you see him yesterday? He looked terrible.
I didn't watch the game yesterday.
He looked terrible. I think he started 1-for-6. He ended up 4-for-13, 12 points. But it was like every shot was contested. Anthony Davis was contesting every shot, and he just never got comfortable, like, at all. It didn't look like he was getting into the groove of things, and it's probably a good portion of the reason why they lost, if you want to be honest.
4-of-13 yesterday for him. He only had 12 points. Did have 8 rebounds and 8 assists, though. So if you want to go RA again for him, I couldn't talk you off. It's at 12.5.
I am going to play one of Larry Nance or Trey Murphy.
Threes.
Well, I'm probably going to play Trey Murphy anyways, but I'm probably going to play Larry Nance because how do you not start him? And I think that's why, you know, Valanciunas nines aren't out. How do you not start him?
Yeah.
They straight up. Valanciunas had 3 fouls in those 7 minutes, by the way. I just want you to know he had 3 fouls in those 7 minutes, by the way. Yo, how do you play him? But it's also, Larry Nance, you know, I'm going to end up playing. If they drop a line on Larry Nance, I'm probably going to play the over because he's going to get 30 minutes. He's going to get 30 plus minutes.
Then you just take Valanciunas unders.
Yeah, if they dare post it, I don't think they're going to post it after. I really don't think they're going to post it after yesterday. It was bad. It was bad. That might be the worst game of his career. He might be thinking that was the worst game of my career.
7 minutes, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 4 turnovers, 3 fouls.
Yo, he really, if we go through the numbers, that actually might be the worst game of his career. Like, for real.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah, man.
Anything else?
I'm fading. If they dare hang a Valanciunas number there at any point over the next 24 hours, I will completely get down on an under. But I don't think they're going to do it. I think they know that this is – he's not playing much.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll keep an eye on that and see if it probably won't come out till tomorrow, but right now they don't have it posted.
All right. I'm good.
Anything else? All right. All right. So that's Lakers.
Did I say Trey Murphy?
Yeah, you said Trey Murphy.
Hey, real quick. Gotta get a parlay in. It's the playoffs. I don't care what people say, playing game. This is playoff basketball. I don't care. Let's get a little same game threes parlay. Oh, they don't have Trey Murphy. All right, never mind. We're not going to do that yet. They don't have Trey Murphy listed yet. But Trey Murphy, D'Lo, 4+3s each. Probably pays pretty good, more than likely.
All right. Second game of the night. We've got the Golden State Warriors. They are going to be in Sacramento to take on the Kings. Currently, as it stands, the Warriors are a 2.5-point road favorite here with a total of 224.5. Looking at the injury report, pretty clean for both teams. Obviously, for the Kings, we know no Malik Monk and no Kevin Huerter. But for the Warriors, I mean, everybody's going to be a go in this game. 2.5 right now for the Warriors on the road here, Terrell. I mean, we already know where we're thinking here, but can the Kings cover this number, or do you think it's a blowout?
Yeah, I think the Warriors got it. I'm not confident enough that it's going to be anything, because the Kings are going to try to extend the game, fouls, all that. I'm fairly confident in 2.5 here and for the Warriors. I'm over this Kings team. I've been over them for a little while, actually. And it just feels like they're like the Cavaliers of the West. Like, I kind of don't trust you. I really actually just, I don't know if you're going to play a complete game. I don't know if you're going to stay into it in the fourth quarter. Like, you lose games you shouldn't. You sometimes win games you shouldn't, but it definitely feels like I've gotten more of a loss there. Coming into this, they lost 3 of 5 to even be in this situation, because honestly, the Kings were cemented into the playoffs. Yeah. If we remember that, they were cemented into the playoffs, and they played themselves out and put themselves into this situation as a 9. I just rather trust a team that has been playing good basketball and winning games up to this point, rather than the team that's been playing losing basketball, losing games. And this is where they got the Warriors for the last 5. They've been hot for a while, and they played themselves into the play-in. They played themselves to make sure they kept that play-in spot over the Rockets when the Rockets were trying to make the push. I think the Warriors are playing better basketball right now, and I'm sticking with the Warriors. Warriors laying 2.5.
It's really interesting that the 4 matchups this season between these two teams, the last 3 games were all decided by 1 point. Wow. Yeah, November 1st, 102-101 victory for the Warriors. And then the last 2 games, the Kings have won by 1 point, 124-123, and then 134-133. I think the difference in this game is just those 2 injuries that are really concerning for the Kings, not having Malik Monk coming off of that bench, providing that offensive spark when De'Aaron Fox goes to the bench. And they're relying on guys like Davion Mitchell coming off of the bench, you know, to provide that spark for you. And then also you're losing that shooting ability of Kevin Huerter, you know, who can knock down those threes coming off of the screens or in the open role as well. And that really, again, takes a lot from having to put it, that puts a lot of pressure, I should say, on De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis to do the shooting here. And then again, for this, like you mentioned, right, defensively, the Warriors team has been better, and they have different guys that can throw at De'Aaron Fox, whether it is an Andrew Wiggins, whether it is a Gary Payton II coming off of the bench for them. So I think that right now for this Warriors team is that they're healthier, and they have that championship experience as well. And I think that for the Sacramento Kings, like the way they ended the season, like you mentioned, they're not playing their best basketball right now. And right now is where you want to be playing your best basketball. And I think that's where the Sacramento Kings are heading the opposite direction. Now, the advantage that they do have is that they are playing at home, where, again, that crowd is one of the best when they're playing great basketball. And we've seen that for the Kings. But I think this is a good spot here for the Golden State Warriors. So I'm on the Warriors here as well, -2.5. I'm going to play the money line as well. This number opened, it was at -120 on the money line last night on DraftKings, but now it's all the way up to -140. So money definitely coming in on the Golden State Warriors in this game. Mm-hmm. Total's at 224.5 here, Terrell. Any thoughts on that?
I am trying to figure out if I think the Kings are going to score, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to know pretty early. I think it's probably more of a live bet situation in the first. I just feel like we're going to know pretty early. If this game starts slow, it's going slow all the way. If this game starts high paced and De'Aaron Fox is hitting his shots and Sabonis is making shots inside the paint, like, I think that this is going to be a track meet and is going to go point for point the whole way through, because Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox are probably playing 48 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them coming off the bench. I mean, going to the bench. I really can't imagine. With no Malik Monk, Trey Lyles, Alex Lynn, and Davion Mitchell is their bench right now.
Not good.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine those 2 players coming off the floor. I really, really can't. And so That's going to tell me if this is an over game. So I can only live bet the over. I'm not going to take the over right now. Right now, I feel better about the under. Last five games, Sacramento, 102.8 points per game. You have the Warriors at 110.4. Both been pretty good defenses. Sacramento, a top 10 defense over the course of the entire season. And Warriors have had picked it up really, really late and became a really, really good defense, being able to, once they got healthier, once Steve Kerr kind of figured it out with that bunch. So I think this is going under. I think this is going to be one of those tightly contested, low-scoring games. A lot of misses here, but I'm not, if it looks fast and I see that first quarter go over, I'm getting in on over, and I'm playing over at that point. It'll probably jump up to like 230 something. But I mean, look at the other matchups that we've seen. We've seen 260 plus points against these two teams before. So
yeah,
if I peep that it's going over, then I'm definitely getting in live on the over. But pregame, give me under.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at some of the final scores. I mean, they did go 2-2. They split on the total, but 236 in the first matchup, 203, and I think that was a game without Steph Curry for the Warriors. But then after that, 247, 267 as well. So they have trended towards, obviously, the over in these games. So, yeah, I'll lean towards the over. It just makes you nervous that Warriors, over the course of the final couple weeks, there were really slow coming out of the gate. But again, if this is a game, like you mentioned, that they come out firing on all cylinders, this game could be over within like 6 minutes left in that fourth quarter. So I think it's a great call that you would probably want to wait for a live number, in this game. So yeah, I'll lean over here as well, but, yeah, my more fair play will be on the Warriors as far as a side goes. Player props here, Terrell, what are you looking at?
I mean, I talked about it. I don't think De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis is coming off the floor, man.
Yeah.
I really don't. They talked about the minutes increase. We've seen, you know, looking at the past few games for De'Aaron Fox, well, the games that, you know, quote unquote mattered. Your playing team, I think every game matters, but 41, 41, 43, 44 in there. Like, he's getting some pretty high minutes. Into the 40s, and that's been, you know, not regular for him. Like, he's typically kind of 36, 35, 38. Like, yeah. he doesn't, it's not too often you saw him into the season go into the 40 threshold. He can do it, especially when the game called for it, but that's not how they played him. They gave him his rest. I think he's going to be well into the 40s this game. Same thing for Sabonis. Sabonis, I think he's going to be well into the 40s this game. He does it a couple times, but it's not, you know, regular. But that Phoenix game, when they went to war with Phoenix and it was a 1-point game, that was 42 minutes from Sabonis. That just tells me, I think that this is probably going to be a big Sabonis and Fox game just off of minutes usage alone.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. You mentioned it, right? The lack of bench depth there. For the Kings, dealing with all the injuries that they do have, whether Trey Lyles has been, you know, in and out of the lineup, he had dealing with the illness. I do expect him to play, but the obviously significant injuries, guys are for sure missing this game, and Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. So do expect those guys to be out there minimum 42 to 43 minutes. Their only rest is probably going to be at halftime.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously in timeouts as well. So, yeah, again,
I don't see any...
Go ahead.
PRA, Sabonis PRA, 37.5. Just give
that's
me
a number.
If he's going to be on the floor, yeah, 37.5. That's his number.
Wow.
That's low, right? It feels super low, right?
Yeah. I would have mentioned the triple double. I mean, if he gets a triple double, he's getting over that number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like he has the size, he can get rebounds. We know he's playmaking with the assist. And then I mean, I know we're getting Sabonis versus Draymond again, but if he's able to get the better Draymond and start scoring, yeah, I can see a 20. First of all, I think that 20 and 15 is very much a reasonable possibility for him. That's just points and rebounds. So I think this number is really, really short. Sabonis over 37.5, because I think he's going to play 40 plus minutes. So if he's playing 40 plus minutes, I'm going to take him to get over this number.
Yeah, I don't hate that call. He's also been getting the assist in his career, has the bonus against the Warriors. So yeah, I definitely could get behind that. Fox, I mean, if you want to throw his points in there or his assist in there as he well.
He played 42 minutes in that Phoenix game. He finished with 25, 12, and 9. He played the next 40 was Orlando. Right, he said he next play was Orlando in March 23rd, 40 minutes. He got 21, 14, and 8. The next one was overtime against Memphis, and he had 25, 18, and 5. The next one was 40 minutes against the Knicks, and he had 21, 14, and 2. So what? Did he not play 14? No, so he didn't make it that time. So that was 37. 40 minutes after that against the Houston, that's 25, 15, and 8. He's clearing this number when he plays 40-plus minutes. There's no way they don't play 40-plus minutes in this game.
I mean, unless it turns into an absolute blowout, which I don't think it will. I think that's the only way that he doesn't, at minimum, him and Fox play at minimum 40 minutes here. So I think those are the two guys that I would consider for player props. Warriors side is a little difficult. Obviously, you do expect Curry to be out there and Draymond to be out there for most of the minutes. If you want to look at Draymond, like rebounds and assists to go over, I don't hate that. Steph Curry is going to do Steph Curry things. I know he's been struggling over the past couple weeks or even a month or so, but I think when the lights shine the brightest,
yeah, man, Steph Curry's there's no, up. Yeah, good luck if you're betting against Steph. Good luck if you're betting against Steph. I think Steph's taking over. Somebody says Steph PRA, Steph RA. Give me all the Steph props. Maybe I'm not, you know, on the RA just because I think that, you know, it's a lot of rebounds I think are going to be snatched up in this game, but he could do it. Like, he's a really good rebounding guard. Give him Steph to get it done. And I think it's going to be off the points and assists. So,
all right. Anything else for this game?
No.
All right. Let's get over to.
Dang, our, I just flew in the house.
Playoff series. I'm pissed. Between the.
Oh, fuck.
Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Dallas Mavericks and the LA Clippers here. And I'll read off the series prices here between this 4-5 matchup. So currently, I mean, it's pretty much a pick-em. Clippers -110, Dallas Mavericks -110 here as well. So the books are expecting this to be a very, very tight series, possibly going to 7 games here. But just quickly looking at what these two teams did against each other during the regular season, the Clippers and the Mavericks here, let me just pull this up. 3 games. The Clippers did take 2 out of the 3 against the Mavericks. 2-1 straight up, 2-1 against the spread, and the under was 2-1 between these two teams as well. I know I don't like putting a lot of stock into, you know, season matchups because, again, the playoffs turn into a different animal, like we just talked about with the Warriors game, that you expect the starters to be out there 35, 40 plus minutes anyways. But Terrell, -110 both ways for these two teams, the 4-5 matchup. Who do you like in this series and why?
Man, I mean, I'm fading the Clippers, man. I'm fading the Clippers and I'm taking Luka and the Mavs. So my thing is, and why I always thought that this was a really tough matchup for the Clippers, and I'm curious on what the lineups were this season and who was in, who was out, and all of that. But my philosophy is just that I think that the pride and joy on defense for this Clippers team is Kawhi and Paul George. They guard the best two players on the opposite team, and they typically hold them really well because the two are very good defenders. They're not. They don't have shit on Luka and Kyrie.
I mean, they got James.
I mean, it's just that simple. It's just that simple. I don't think they have shit on Luka and Kyrie. Like, I really don't. And so now the Mavs did what everybody wanted them to do for so long. They got taller. They got longer. You know, they got that some wings and bigs, Gafford and PJ Washington. Like, Strutters just said it in the chat. Gafford is about to have a series, I think. I'm betting Gafford over every game in the series.
Yeah.
Every game in the series, I'm betting Gafford over. I'll probably do a parlay. It'll be Gafford over with Luka assists, because if he gets over his points, about five of those assists or field goals or whatever he has probably came from a Luka assist, more than likely. So I think that's going to be like a little, you know, two player parlay I'll have every game, because I think those two are going to go together. I don't. Everybody's like, the Mavs win game one. I seen Kaysen, the Mavs win game one. Yeah, Clippers win game one. That's what I'm on. That Clippers game one, Mavs win series. Take it back to when we had a couple years ago when Luka was out and Jalen Brunson was running the Mavs team against Utah. Mm-hmm. They lost that first game, and then they went and dominated the rest of the series. I think they swept the rest of the series after that when Luka came back. Clippers win a tightly contested first game. Mavs win the series. I'm on the Mavs for the series. Any way I can take the Mavs and take the Mavs the series.
Yeah, I think that, again, I hate to say this, but we're always one play away from Kawhi or Paul George getting hurt and this series just absolutely flipping the other way. But I think you mentioned that Luka and Kyrie are going to be a matchup nightmare for this Clippers team, and I don't expect Harden to be guarding either one of those guys, because if he does, he's going to be absolutely turned into barbecue chicken. So that means that Paul George or Kawhi Leonard they're going to have to put in the effort on the defensive side of the basketball to slow down Luka and to slow down Kyrie. And I don't think Kyrie's gotten his flowers now well that he has played this season next to Luka, because I know Luka has done Luka things, but Kyrie has been absolutely phenomenal playing with Luka in that backcourt. And like you mentioned, right, the front court depth that they added with PJ Washington, who can knock down that corner 3-point shot. Daniel Gafford is going to be I think, very, very pivotal. If he's able to stay out of foul trouble for this Dallas Mavericks team and just give him that rim protection and rebounding, I think that the Mavericks do win this series here. So I do like the Mavericks. I'm going to take the Mavericks in seven here. I think this series does get to seven games. I know we'll talk about game one picks later, but I think there's an opportunity for, you know, the Clippers to come out in game one. I agree with what you said. I agree with what Kaysen said, that they do get game one, and then after that, the Mavericks make their adjustments here. But the Mavericks have significantly improved also on the defensive side of the basketball, and I think that was one thing that Jason Kidd has preached to this team year over year, that if we're going to win ball games, it has to be on the defensive side of the basketball. And they did improve over the last five games, and hopefully they're able to carry that into this series against the Clippers here. And again, the Clippers, it makes me nervous that, again, health is always a concern, but also James Harden, I've seen him, that he's had great playoff series. It's not this, but there's also times where he just kind of all just gives up and runs out of gas. So I think that, again, Luka and Kyrie might be just too much. But also, you talk about the depth of this Mavericks team, right? Maxi Kleber, Tim Hardaway Jr., you mentioned PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford. So they have guys that can knock down that 3-point shot. So I say all that, give me the Mavericks in seven in this series against the LA Clippers, the advance to play the winner of the Thunder and the 8th seed, whoever they might be. Any other series bets you're looking at here, Terrell, whether it's like a series spread, whether it's total games? I know you mentioned the exact outcome about Clippers win game one and Mavericks win the series, but anything else you're looking at?
Yeah, I like that. I like, it's time to get fun. Buzzer beater in the series, 25-1, Luka Doncic, yes. Kyrie Irving, Kawhi. Hell, let's throw Paul George in there too. It's a lot of options. A lot of options for buzzer beater in the series. So 25-1 on that. Let's just start with the nice long shot play of that 25-1. I like that. And I'm waiting for the series props to come out. Because Luka in 13 games against the Clippers, 33.5 points, 9.5 assists, 8.5 rebounds. 33 in 13 career games. It's a lot of sample size.
All right.
DK. DK Kaysen.
Yeah. DK has those. Anything else for this series?
What else? I mean, let's talk about the total game. 5.5 is half. I mean, you can't lay that.
Yeah.
You have to take it over. Like, you have to say that it's going to go over that. Like, -195 for over 5.5 games, you're basically saying that this is going 6-7. Like, this is going at least 6.
Yeah, so then you could, at that point, maybe take, like, a correct score and take... So the favorite right now is Clippers in 7, which is plus 330. Mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks in 7 is 6-1. And then you could really? Take, yeah, 6-1 on DK. On if you go to the correct score under serious props, Mavericks is 6-1.
Is that because it's going to be in LA?
Yeah, game 7 would be in LA.
Why is?
But we saw what they did to Phoenix.
They're really high on this. They actually think the Clippers are going to win. Because why is of the top four bets and the total series?
Yeah,
it's all Clippers. It's Clippers 4-3 plus 330, Mavs 4-2 plus 360, Clippers 4-1. The spread is 5.5. This one is not even saying it's going to get over that.
Yeah.
Plus 550, Clippers 4. Yeah, I like being on the opposite side. It seems like they're not giving the Mavs enough credit here.
Yeah, and then you go to series spread. Mavericks plus 1.5 games is minus 240.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, plus 1.5. What's minus
1.5? Yeah, plus 1.5.
Where do you see minus 1.5? What's that?
For the Mavericks, plus 155.
Give me that. That's my play. Mavericks, later 1.5 on the series spread, plus 155.
All right. Anything else for this series?
Yeah, because, hey, if it's a bad beat on that total, because every single one of the series that are out right now, the totals are, you're laying $2, basically. Yeah, every single one, you're laying $2. For the series. Some of those are going under. And so if the Mavs win cash to 1.5 plus 155, and let's just say that they're absolutely dominant and they just win all the close games and this ends in 5, that was an easy cash, man.
Yeah.
Give me the Mavs, and I'll lay the series straight with the Mavs. Mass minus 1.5 plus 155.
All right, let's get over to the 3-6 matchup between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. Currently, as it stands, let me get over to the series winner odds. This one's pretty close as well. They have the Phoenix Suns slightly favored, minus 115 to win the series, Minnesota at minus 105. We'll talk about series spreads and things like that here in a second, but let me quickly recap what we saw between these two teams in the regular season here. So these two teams matched up. Excuse me. It wasn't good for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll say that. Three games this season. Suns won all three games. They covered the spread in all three games. I mean, it wasn't even close. All three games for the Suns were double-digit victories, 133-115, 97-87, and then 125-106 just last week. So, obviously, Minnesota does have the home court advantage in this game. Not sure if that really matters here, but Suns and Timberwolves here, Terrell, where are you going with this series?
I really don't want to trust the Suns, but I don't know how I can just... I mean, it's different basketball. It was rough all year, man. Anthony Edwards never got it going all year versus them. He was, you know, inconsistent, 4-for-16, stuff like that, 13 points, 15 points, like stuff like that. I really don't want to take the Suns, man. It's really nerve-wracking. It hasn't been good for them all year, but I just don't know how I can trust Minnesota to get this series done. Like, I just think it's too many options offensively. Like, it's too many options for Grayson Allen. Got off every single game. Had a good game.
Recently, you know, paid Grayson Allen 4 years, $70 million.
He deserved it. Yeah. He was so consistent from three this year, man. Like, so consistent. And I'm going to be playing his threes in this series as well. He hit 4 in every game, I'm pretty sure.
Let me see.
It was 4-3. He hit 3 this last one. He hit 4 the game before. And then I think he hit 4 that one in the beginning of the season as well.
3-4-3.
All right. His line's at 2.5 consistently.
Yeah.
It's consistently 2.5, laying a little bit of juice. I don't know, man. I don't think I really wanted to. I can only trust Anthony Edwards on that team. So it's either take the Suns or take Anthony Edwards. I don't think it's, I think it's too much. So, yeah.
I think I'm going with Phoenix here, man. I just, again, you mentioned like the offensive disparity between these two teams. Anthony Edwards, I mean, he's a dog. I mean, what he's turning into, one of the best two-way players in the league. And the guy prides himself, especially on the defensive side of the basketball. I mean, there's been some crazy defensive plays that he's made in the final seconds of a game that has secured his team victories. But the concern I have with the Minnesota Timberwolves is the depth then. Like, who is going to be able to provide that scoring responsibility with Anthony Edwards? Because like you mentioned, he struggled mightily this season against this Phoenix Suns team. I mean, he didn't.
Bro, if he breaks through, they're winning games. If he breaks through that, they are winning games. I am I'm so confident. If he breaks through that, they're winning games. But I haven't seen him do it at all this season. So, but I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy. I don't think the Suns are going to run away with this. But I think Anthony Edwards is going to figure it out. Like, he's too good not to figure it out. He's going to figure it out for a game, maybe two games.
13, 17, and 13, like you mentioned.
Before him to figure it out for four games this series, I don't trust it.
I don't trust Cat at all. Is a question then?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Especially he just came back. Was that his first game yesterday?
Yesterday it was his first. I think it was his second game back. Let me double check here. I think he came back on Friday against the Lakers. Sorry, against the Hawks, he came back. He came back
against two games. He's got two games under his belt.
Yeah, especially coming off a meniscus injury. That's tough. But yeah, I'm all over Phoenix here.
And then you're missing date. Because when does this series start?
This starts on Saturday.
So now you're missing another week. Another week, no basketball. You just came back, played two games, and now you're missing another week, no basketball.
Yeah.
You're not getting it. You're not in game shape. You're not in game shape. I actually think I will fake it. I think I would actually fade Cat. I can't wait till they post the player props. I think I'm gonna take a series fade to Cat.
That makes sense, especially for the amount of time that he missed and the type of injury that he did have. I mean, the first two, and again, it's a very small sample, 28 minutes, 4 for 11, 1 of 6 from 3, 29 minutes, 3 of 8, 1 of 4 from 3, 10, 11 points and 10 points respectively in those two games.
So if they he averaged 21.8 for the season. Yeah. If they put his line at 21 and a half. If they put his line at 21 and a half for the series, do you think he's guaranteed 20 points every game?
I don't even think he's guaranteed the minutes at that point either, if he's gonna be that bad, but I don't think he's guaranteed that. Again, 25, 25, and 10, but again, those were games where he played heavy minutes in him. But it's what you mentioned, right? He probably still has that rust on his shoulders and his legs.
He literally just
and,
came back.
Yeah, two games. I don't think that's enough, especially coming off the injury that he typed, the type of injury that he did. We compared that with the Sixers did with Joel Embiid. Like, that makes a lot more sense because he came back like 2 weeks.
He came back like 2 weeks
ago. He has that. He should be up to more conditioning than.
And then even when he came back, he looked good. Like, we can't compare the fact that. So he has what? Joel Embiid has what? 5 games under his belt, and he 24, 29, 30, 37, 32. Like, he's looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I say all that. Phoenix is going to be the play for me here, -115. I think -1.5 as well on the series spread for the Phoenix Suns here. I think that gets it done. That's at +140 for the Phoenix Suns to win by 4 games to 2 at minimum. So that's what I'm looking at. What else are you looking at? Do you have anything else for the series?
Yeah, I like that play a lot. I think that
over 5.5 is -2.
4-2 exact outcome feels pretty good here. I mean, I like somebody said 7. Suns is 7. I think that's a good play too. Like, I think this can be this is going to be a longer series. Like, I wouldn't play around with the under on the total games here. It's at 5.5 -215 on the over. Like, I'm not going to take the juice on the under +175 and, you know, just hope it goes under. Like, I really do think this is going to be a long series. Anthony Edwards is going to find a way to win a couple games, but Yeah. I'm with the, give me an exact outcome of Suns. Yeah, 4-2 +320. That's the chalkiest one. And I'll put a Suns 4-3. I put a Suns 4-3 in my back pocket as well.
All right. Yeah, correct score, like you mentioned, +320. Suns and 7-6-1 as well. So
they can't lose this series, right? Like, what hope do you have for the future of KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal if you can't get out the first round?
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about what Kevin Durant's quote-unquote legacy would be if he is bouncing this first round against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, I will be, all over the Phoenix Suns here. You got anything else for the series?
No, I think that's it.
All right. So that is everything in the Western Conference up until the 1-8 matchup and the 2-7 matchup. So once we know those matchups, we'll do a series preview like we just did for those two series as well. So again, good time to be subscribed to the NBA Gambling Podcast. So Terrell, let's do our lock and dog for the play-in tournament games, and then a series lock for the Clippers and the Mavs, and then the Timberwolves and the Suns. So you want to lead us off?
Yeah, I'll do it. Lock. I'm tempted. It's either the Warriors or Sabonis, man.
I think the way we handicap that Warrior, the Sabonis prop.
Yeah, man. I don't know how solid. I don't know how I can't play the Sabonis prop. I really don't. So Sabonis, I'm just make sure I can't get a better line anywhere else real quick. Yeah. It's over 37.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -113. We talked about it again. Look at what he's doing when he plays 40-plus minutes. He clears over this line, and then the time he didn't clear it in the past five games that we talked about, he hit it 37, and he got hooked. Everything else, he's gotten over the line. Like, if he's out there, he's going to stat pad. Like, he's going to be involved in the game on offense. He's going to be scoring. He's going to be rebounding. He's going to be getting assists. So I don't really think that and you also have the Draymond revenge game. I mean, if you want to throw that angle in there, hey, remember Draymond stomped on you? Give him some buckets. Give him some buckets. Try to knock him out to play in, even though I don't think you guys are. Sabonis, I think Sabonis has a good game regardless, just because of the usage and the minutes count alone. So Sabonis, PRA over 37.5. I think his triple-double is in play as well.
Yep.
And for my dog, I know these have been, do I stay in the same game? Do I dare stay in the same game? I might. What alt lines can I get with the Warriors?
Let's see here.
It's really because I believe that the Kings are not going to take this loss easily. And if this is close and the Warriors have a lead short to go, then the Kings are absolutely going to foul. Send me over the spread, the alt spread. Or it could even be the fact of it could even be that this Warriors team just dominates this team. They've been playing pretty solid defense, man.
Yeah.
If Sabonis and Fox are not going, not even Sabonis, if Fox is not going, because we've seen De'Aaron Fox have some rough games and he kind of just not figure it out over the course of the game, and it's not that good, he's not efficient. This is going to get ugly pretty fast. I mean, for a dog, I don't like any, it's not big underdogs on the card. I'll just take a series spread on the team that I just think is going to win. So we'll go Warriors to get it done by 8 or more. Mm-hmm. Warriors laying 7.5 +190.
All right, there we go. And then you want to... All right, so let's do... I'll do my plan, then we'll go to series picks then, so, just to keep it consistent. So, all right, for my lock, man, I don't know. This Lakers line, I don't know what they say, punt it, but I really like the Warriors. I really do. That -2.5.
Yeah, man.
I think they get it done. So I'll take the Warriors here, -2.5 as my lock. For my dog then. Let's see here. They don't have AD. Austin Reeves over 2.5 three-pointers made, plus 150. I think all that attention is going to be on Anthony Davis and LeBron. And I think that Austin Reeves is the one guy that Darvin Ham does trust. And I think that does get the minutes as well. So I think there's an opportunity for, and I wish D'Lo's at 3.5 at plus 130. I'm not really comfortable with that, but Austin Reeves, 2.5 threes made, plus 150 in that Lakers game as my dog. So just to recap, lock for Terrell, you're taking the PRA over for Sabonis, 37.5.
Yep.
My lock is going to be the Warriors minus 2.5 for the play-in tournament games. And then our dogs, I am going with Austin Reeves over 2.5 three-pointers made at plus 150. And then Terrell is taking an alt spread on the Warriors minus 7.5 at plus 190. So those are the play-in tournament picks. And then let's give out our series locks here. Terrell, I'll let you lead it off. If you want to give like one each for each series, or if you just want to give one, it's up to you.
All right. I'm trying to think if I want to be spicy with Dallas, or do I just take the minus 118, call it a day? I just think that they're going to give them hell. I think they're going to give them hell. I'll make my lock Dallas minus 1.5 at plus 155. Going to do that. Yeah, in the other game, I don't know. The Suns really have pissed me off. The Suns really pissed me off, man. Is it as easy as just saying the Suns, man? Give me the Suns. Minus 118.
All right. Man, I wish they had like serious props up, because I feel like Luka is gonna absolutely rip
the Clippers ass. That's it. Just take Luka, whatever it is. Just take Luka. Like, I can't wait till they post it. We gotta come back to that. I'm gonna mention it. When I see it, I'm gonna mention it again on the show.
I'll go, man. They're really cheating us on that over 5.5. I mean, I can't give out a minus 195 lock. Give me, Mavericks to win the series as at minus 110. And then I'm going to go Phoenix in the Phoenix spread minus 1.5. That number is at, where'd it go here?
Mm-hmm.
Minus 1.5 was like, what, plus 155, I said? Plus 140. So I'll give that. Phoenix, I think they get it done. By at least two games. So if it's in five games or in six games, I just think Phoenix gets it done. So Phoenix minus 1.5 plus 140, and I'll take the Mavericks minus 110 on the series price to beat the Clippers. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast. Western Conference play-in tournament picks, and then we preview the Clippers, Mavericks, and the Suns, Wolves. And once we find out who the matchups are going to be for the 1-8 and 2-7, we'll do that later this week. And then tomorrow, Scott and I will come back. We'll do the Eastern Conference, just like we did today, the play-in tournament games and the two series that are confirmed between the Cavs and the Magic, and then the Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. Terrell, anything else you want to mention, my man, before we get out of here?
Man, amount of money that I'm going to have on the Sixers. I'm probably going to bet the Sixers every game. More than likely, I'm probably going to bet the Sixers every game. Even games I know they're going to lose, I'm probably still going to get Sixers.
Look, it's that time. It's the playoffs. It's the most exciting time, obviously, for NBA fans. So definitely looking forward to it, starting with the play-in tournament games on Tuesday. So we're going to be about a day ahead with our pods here, just to give enough shelf life to everybody to listen and get their picks down as well. And then we'll be live at least this week at the usual time. And then maybe next week we'll start doing some night pods. So again, be a great time to make sure you subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast YouTube channel. You can make sure to follow Terrell on Twitter and on Instagram. That's at @ReallyRail__. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at SportsNerd824. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Me and Scott talking about the Eastern Conference. Till then, good luck with your bets here tonight. Let's break these books off and let it ride. Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna